Demai, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Machilin asa aniyim demai. So we're allowed to feed aniyim demai. So the way we've always learned, like we had with the Migo person can make himself an ani, he can eat demai. We always thought that demai is pashat mutter. So here the Rav is a little curveball over here, because here he says, even if they're chaverim, and you're feeding chaverim, you have to tell them, and whoever wants to take off meiser can take off meiser. So the first time I read it, I thought pashat, you know, they have a choice. You know, like, it's like a midas chasidus, they don't have to. But there's actually machlekes bavli nu shalmi. Shalmi learns that by demai, even aniyim have to take off demai. So the Rav says over here that we were able to feed aniyim demai, and he says even a chaver, meaning an Am Haaretz and a chaver. The chaver you have to tell, and the Am Haaretz, you can do it. That's the chiddush. You can give it to him without even telling him. But it sounds like that even though it says harotz alasun, like it's something that's voluntary, we're going to see soon that this is not just a voluntary thing, that they have to take maestris on demai, even an ani. And the reason that we're makel by Am Haaretz, and that we don't make the Baal HaBayis take off maestris, we could say like the Rambam, that there is a reason to be makel with the people that are giving tzedakah. So this Baal HaBayis is giving tzedakah, because if he has to take off demai, it'll take away from his food that he's giving out anyway. So to make it easier for him, we allow him to give demai to even an Am Haaretz that's an ani. Let's see, Vayter Vesachsanya demai, and these are, the Rav says, soldiers of a Jewish king. So these are Jews, even though the Mefarshim is a different shita, that it's also talking about Goyish soldiers. So they come around to the cities, and the people of the cities have to sustain them, and they give them demai while they come. But the Rav says, but if they actually sleep there at night, they have to feed them from food that's not demai. Rav Gamliel Hayim Machal is Paul of demai. Rav Gamliel used to feed his workers demai. So we're just going to go with the parish. I think it's the Gra that says that this is not what he owed them. Rather, his workers were also poor, and he fed them, not from what he owed them, stam, because they were poor, and he gave them demai. But the Rav learns that he actually paid them for their wages with demai, because he says Allah is not like a meal, because since you're chayiv to give mizonos to your workers, it ends up being that you're pareya aschovo b'demai. Mishnah continues, gaboit stoka. Beishamai oimim noisnin asa mu'usur l'sha'enu ma'aser, v'sha'enu mu'usur l'ma'aser. Beishamai says that the gaboit stoka should be careful. They should give grain that they were not choishish on maisers to one that did not take off maestros, v'she'enu mu'usur l'maser, and it came from people that weren't careful, like Amaratzim, l'maser. They gave it to people that were careful, and they would tell them. Nimzu kol adam oichlim mesukin. It's a perfect world. Everybody would eat from things that were mesukin. So what's the problem? So the Gra explains that how would they actually do this? They would have to take two kalim. So the Amaretz would see when they would come around collecting, they would see, you know, like the bright one with the smiley faces, and then they'd see the dark one on the side or whatever that says fix this or whatever, you know, whatever type of kalim they'd know, and they would know that theirs was going into the wrong one. So they would stop giving tzedakah. So therefore, v'cham maimrim, goyven stam u'machalkin stam. Don't do it this way. Just collect from one container. This way, more people give tzedakah. V'haroitze l'sakin yisakin. So here's the key. So the Chum say, whoever wants to be misakin will be misakin. Here the Rav learns, haroitze l'sakin yisakin. It means you have to be misakin it. Because the Rav then asks, in the beginning of the Mishnah, where it says, you machilin asanim demai, he says, that's tafka when you're in the Baal HaBayis' house. But if you're not in the Baal HaBayis' house, an ani that's stam, getting from a gabite stokah, has to be misakin demai. Only a person eating by the Baal HaBayis. So the question that bothered me right away is, we have all these Mishnayos. We have a migo that a person could be mafkir as nechosim, he'll be an ani, and an ani is allowed to eat demai. But the truth is, he can't eat demai. The Rav says that the only person that's allowed to eat demai is somebody eating by a Baal HaBayis. But stam and ani, that somebody brings him meals, he has to be mafrish, chumas meiser, meiser sheni, whatever else we need to be mafrish. So I saw a lot of mafarshim ask this question. The truth is, the Talmud Bavli learns that an ani is mamish allowed to eat demai. So the way that the Bavli we learn this Mishnah is stam, rotz l'sakin yisakin. It's just like a midas chasidus, that really a person can do it. A person's allowed to eat it stam. Whether or not he's also by his door, he's allowed to eat it. But the Rav doesn't say that way. The Rav sort of sounds like the Yushalmi. We'd need a hesper. So the Taisis Yantif says that the Mishnayis that we're bothered with in the first part, the fourth Mishnah about the Migo, that case is like eating by the Baal HaBayis. And what's the difference to the Ani? Why does he have to take off Maisus according to the Shalmi when it's by his house, but not when he's by the Baal HaBayis? The Taisis Yantif brings the Rambam, because when it's by his house, he gets a Chelek Tov. On the Chelek Tov, he has to be Maisur Demai. But that which we leave by Erevin on the floor, and also what he gets by the Baal HaBayis' table, that's not a Chelek Tov. Yes, we need enough of a shear, but that's still not called a Chelek Tov. That's what the Taisis Yantif says to answer this. But the problem still is that the Rav in the beginning that we first said, the Rav said that when Machilin Asanin Dmai, even when you're the Baal HaBayis, and it's not a Chelek Tov, and it's a small amount, he still uses a Lashon, V'haroitzela Asrin Ya Asrin. And Taisis Yantif still bothered by this.
We don't have time now, but you can see what he says to try to answer.